The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's to those who love not too wisely, no, not wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers. Bless them all.
What's the losers? What was that? What was that? Are you alluding to something here? What? Losers?
What? Mitt Romney. All right. You know, that he's got to attack the president.
That's what it was, yeah. That was totally unnecessary.
Right.
And it came out of nowhere. And we're referring to...
I don't know about out of nowhere. I think
no,
he's trying to make a statement.
No, it came out of nowhere.
No, I think Romney is trying to make a statement.
This guy... Mitt Romney apparently wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post yesterday. Frankie Five Boroughs was yesterday.
Yes, because people were just clamoring for his opinion
right.
on anything.
That's what I'm saying. And it's the Post. It was the Post, Washington Post,
right.
which cannot stand President Trump. So here you have Mitt Romney, who first of all he goes after the president in a vicious way. He goes against him in the middle of the primary, and it was the presidential run. And the president smokes it, wins hands down, crushes it. So then what does Mitt Romney do? He grovels to President Trump, grovels at a French restaurant in New York. And he said, oh, Secretary of State, I'd like to be Secretary of State. You know, Mr. Wasp. And then he's from Utah, but he was in Massachusetts.
I have no idea where he is. I always thought he was from Michigan.
Then he went back to Utah and he goes, oh, by the way, I'm running for president.
Yeah. So no, he's from Michigan.
Yeah.
Moved to
Michigan.
You know, okay, moved to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
To run for governor, could not get reelected as governor,
right.
So he said, I'm going to run for president. No one wanted to elect him as president.
Yeah.
Then he tried 4 years later. No one still wanted to reelect him. Moves to California.
Yeah.
There was nothing for him to run for out there. And then he moves to Utah because there are enough Mormons there for him to get elected.
and he did. And I've met the guy a couple times, Mitt Romney. Very gracious, very nice, and very impressive. I saw him do a speech, and it was great. No, but the fact of the matter is, when you go after the president, then you grovel. You grovel for Secretary of State. And this is it. This is the tone that I was talking about earlier on the show.
Phony.
Then the president supports him. He supports him, and he runs, and he's going to run. And then Romney does an op-ed in the Washington Post yesterday saying the presidential timber, in so many words, wasn't right. And then the president's tweeting out now, going after Romney in tweet form. What a surprise he's tweeting. But he's saying that it's true. Why doesn't Romney concentrate on, of all things, immigration reform or something that the party stands for? And this is why, and forgive me for railing this early in the morning, and good morning, 808 on AM 970. The Answer, it's Piscopo. We have a lot to talk about. It's been a great holiday break, great Christmas break. It's going to be great for 2019. I ain't going down. But what's upsetting is how the Republicans have not, and I think Romney exemplifies that, have not stepped up for this president after all the president has done for this party. The president, the Republicans couldn't stand him that he was elected. They wanted Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush had $300 million before President Trump even went into the race. Bush was way ahead. The president crushes them all, speaks for the people, goes out, wins this, and then where's immigration reform? Where's health care reform? And by a miracle, or by the savvy of Donald J. Trump, this is not a pro-Trump speech, so please stop with the pro-Trump stuff. Has nothing to do with it. This is an objective observance of the president of the United States. He He passed so much legislation. He's pro-U.S. military. He's pro-law enforcement. He shuts down ISIS. The USMCA is monumental, redefining NAFTA. He goes in. The stock market jumps up. It's going to glitch, which I blame the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, for. But the Republicans were not there. Yet he still went out, and he supported all the Republicans. Like you and I, Frankie, were looking. What is he going out supporting that guy? We didn't even support that. He did it to be gracious. They were never there for him.
People like Mitt Romney are the exact reason that I am not a Republican.
Yeah, thank
you. If I ever do become a Republican, it will be because of people like Donald Trump. So if you look at what he wrote in this absurd op-ed, he says the Trump presidency made a deep descent in December. His conduct over the past 2 years, particularly his actions this month, is evidence that the president has not risen to the mantle of the office. Then he goes on to lecture Donald Trump. This guy has been in the U.S. Senate the exact amount of time that you've been in the U.S. Senate, Joe, which is to say 0 days. Yeah. The world is watching. America has long been looked to for leadership. Our economic and military strength was part of that. Trump's words and actions have caused dismay around the world. Now, Joe, you compare by doing this, Mitt Romney does two things. One, he positions himself to be the go-to anti-Trump presidential candidate in 2020, which is what we all know he wants. He's been dying to be president since 1964. Since his dad first tried to run and couldn't get it done, he has seen himself as a presidential candidate. And two, he's guaranteed that at the expense of his constituents, that Donald Trump will never work with him on anything. Now, Van Jones doesn't like Donald Trump. He's very critical of Donald Trump. Van Jones, he's not even an elected official. He's a media personality, worked with the Trump team on criminal justice reform to get it done. Peter King, he doesn't say it, but I guarantee you what the president does with respect to Russia, what he's doing on Syria, what he's going to do in Afghanistan. I know Peter King and his politics. That drives Peter King crazy. Peter King doesn't go out writing op-eds talking about how terrible it is. You know why? Because he knows maybe there's five issues I can work with Donald Trump on, and then, okay, I don't like these four or five things that he's doing, but I can work with him on these other things. By doing this, Mitt Romney is screwing over his constituents and guaranteeing that Trump will never work with him on anything. Yeah. To what end?
And Charlie Payne, I'm looking at what Charlie Payne tweeted out, our buddy at Fox Business, says, you know, if Mitt Romney had come out swinging against Barack Obama like he has against President Trump, he might have won.
No, the guy is a born loser.
He wouldn't have won.
He's a born loser. He's incapable. Willard could not beat an egg. Now, Gasparino, Charles
Willard.
Gasparino.
Willard.
Charles.
Is that a rat? Is that the rat?
No, that's his name. That's his name. Romney cannot tell the truth about anything, including his name. Gasparino, who's not a Trump fan at all, can't stop criticizing Trump. Yeah. Gasparino even tweeted, the Mitt Romney op-ed was unnecessary since we all know his differences with Donald Trump. Unless, of course, Romney is looking to run for president against Trump or at least remake the GOP and the conservative movement away from Trumpism.
By the way, exactly what is the USMCA?
Exactly. Yeah, Willard and Gasparino are still trying to figure that one out.
Who's name? You know, Mitt Romney's name is Willard?
How
did he get the nickname Mitt?
That's his middle name. Willard Mitt.
You're thinking of Willard White.
Why would you pick your middle name if it's Mitt?
Yeah, exactly.
That's another thing, Mitt.
Yeah, it's his second choice was baseball
Willie.
Bat.
Willie is best. Willie.
Right.
Is better than Mitt.
Will Romney. Why not Will Romney?
Will's
good like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Please, 877-970-2999. While we're railing against things.
His son is named Hockey. Hockey Goal.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Do you know what his son's name is? Tag. I mean, this is what these guys
do. Something that you rip off, yeah. What is Tag? That's not a name.
That's his son's
nickname.
Mitt is not a name either. He has no control over his
excuse
name,
me. What is Tag's name?
That's his son. That's his son's
choir? Name. Tab Choir? Is that his name? I mean,
I don't know.
It's a WASP thing, I'm telling you. It's very, very WASP.
Which
is fine. So Phil Murphy says...
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Said the new minimum wage increase in the Garden State isn't good enough. Murphy released a statement yesterday noting workers are getting a 25 cents increase to $8.85 an hour to start the new year, but he says it won't be enough to lift some full-time workers out of poverty. So Murphy is continuing to push for $15. I thought he pushed it already, Frank. I thought he said that.
Yes, but they haven't done anything about it because state president.
Frank, you sound like Al. Apologies. No, Al, you know about yours.
Steve Sweeney has said he's not going to get his $15 an hour yet. It's just not going to happen. Financially, the state can't do anything about it.
We're like an old married couple.
He's got 11 days of not interrupting to make up for, Joe. I mean, come on.
We're like an old married couple as a team. We interrupt each other. We finish each other's sentences, but as it should be. I'm sorry, Albert.
No, it's all right.
No, so whatever. So
the state does not have the money to start paying all these people $15 an hour. Murphy wants it today, and Senate President Steve Sweeney is saying it's not going to happen right away, but Governor. It'll happen down the road, but not right now.
Yeah, here in New York City, as of today, and big congratulations to Matt Conklin, who is now earning $15 an hour, which is the new New York City minimum wage. That's big.
Is that true? You like that?
Yeah.
And I agree with that, you know, but it's easy for the politicians to say, if you're not the business person, you know, here's what you got to pay.
Well, so imagine if you have a restaurant, right?
You
not only get fined to death by the health department. Actually, de Blasio has done a little bit better with this than Bloomberg was, but it's still incredibly onerous to run a restaurant in the city. Then the cost of rent, if you have a business in the city, it's astronomical. If you try to renew your lease, even if you've been in a neighborhood for 10, 20, 30 years, they bang you over the head like crazy for the cost of rent renewal. And then if you dare to have employees work for you, you have to pay them $15 an hour minimum wage. Now, what the governor's trying to do is make sure that even tipped workers who can currently earn less than the minimum wage have to get that same minimum wage. Unfortunately, what that's going to result in, I think, is two things. Businesses closing up shop because they can't afford to stay in business, especially small and mid-sized businesses. And two, workers being replaced by robots. Instead of a waiter coming to take your order at a local high-end diner, well, by the way, which we're seeing fewer and fewer because no one could afford to pay the rent with what hamburgers cost, instead of a waiter coming to take your order, you're going to have an iPad. And you're already seeing a lot of restaurants do this.
At the airport, it's all that.
Yeah, right? You're going to see it more and more. I'm happy for the minimum wage workers, but, you know, look, you can't pay everybody.
But they don't. I want to see a speech from the governor of New Jersey coming out saying, here, we're bringing this business in, this big business is coming in, and we have another big business coming in, and we're creating revenue, because they're not creating any revenue.
What kinds of small businesses are going to want to open up in the state of New Jersey if they have to pay their employees $15 an hour? They're going to already be behind the eight ball in trying to pay these people. Yeah. It just doesn't work. The problem is a lot of these jobs that Governor Murphy and Governor Cuomo want to make $15 an hour jobs are never meant to be permanent jobs. They were jobs you took when you were in high school, when you were in college, that you needed, you know, money to get through the week or whatever. They weren't meant to be career sustaining jobs. That's the problem here.
Yeah. 877-970-2999. So can I tell you what happened? You know, Charlie turned 8 years old over the
weekend.
Eight. Right. Now I have an 8 year old. So what do you get? Now Christmas, of course, is her birthday's right after Christmas, so it's like, oh, I got all the presents for Christmas. Now it's the birthday. So what do you get? Best idea. Charlie's mom comes up with his idea. Take her to the toy store. Say anything you want in the toy store. How about that? Was that fun?
Oh,
so
that's
went
good.
Down. Went down. So that's why there was no.
But
break.
What toy store? Toys R Us isn't around anymore.
Target.
All right, Target.
It was like Target. That's the only place. And I did. As I drove by, the old Toys R Us was closed down.
Now I know the one you're talking
about. In Hazlitt, wherever it was down there. And what's with that? It was so sad to see. Anyway, so this was so great. So I was so proud of myself. I go, okay. And she was so excited. And then I took, this is how dorky a dad I am, is I took, you know, the stuff you could write on the window. It's like that white stuff you could write on the window. You could pick it up at like Walmart. It's like a marker that writes on the window. I write on my car, happy birthday, Charlie.
That's nice.
Is that the best though? Come on. Happy birthday, Charlie. So as I pull up, she can see happy birthday, Charlie, on the SUV. So she's like, so you got in the car. Then we go to Target. This is a great idea, by the way. And I say, any toy you want. And you go ahead, and she's a good kid, so she didn't get. I knew she wouldn't get crazy because it's easy for me to say that. And we went in; she bought Nintendo stuff, you know.
Oh,
she,
cool. bought,
she buys all that.
Well,
stuff.
She's 8. Wait till she's 16.
Yeah, be, yeah, yeah. Know, that'll be broke.
10 grand.
For sure.
Right,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah. I know, I know. So we went in. Then she goes. She's so cute. It's so easy. We go. Where do you want to go? we go to Perkins down there. You know, the
I know the Perkins you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah. So, well, whatever her in the school, one of the parents own it, so we go there to patronize the small business, and we went down there. And she's so happy with that.
That's great.
At Perkins, you know, like I don't know.
You didn't run into my mother, did you?
You know, is your mom down that area?
My mom lives in Mattawan. She lived not that far from me.
Scary, scary. Yeah. One day she'll show up.
Yeah, she's going for an endoscopy this week.
So happy birthday to my little one, 8 years old. It was so cute, so good. They bought the little, you know, they sang happy birthday with the little.
Yeah.
And she was just happy about it,
that's
you know.
That's nice.
Then they went to Great Adventure afterwards, and I wasn't asked to go. But, you know,
about you in amusement parks. So
they
know about you in amusement parks.
What would it be in amusement park? No. What did I do now?
Nothing.
What did I do? Just going.
Not a fan of them.
I'm not going to get on a roller coaster.
Exactly.
I don't
think they're running, though. Are the rides running at that point?
They were.
Oh, really?
And it was very, very busy.
Interesting.
So we did that. So I did the right thing.
Nice.
And then I think I got all the right presents and everything. I'm going through my
head. Nothing's been returned?
No.
I got an Instant Pot from my wife.
What now?
It's an Instant Pot. It's one of these things you put food in it and you set it to like a pressure cooker,
slow cooker,
and all that. Yeah. I made jambalaya for the first time in it. 15 minutes. It's fantastic.
Wow.
How do you have time to make jambalaya?
It's only 15 minutes.
I was on vacation. I was on vacation for 11 days.
Yeah,
it's easy. Cut up the sausage, throw it in.
How was that National Geographic thing that you went to?
That was awesome. We have to talk about that tomorrow if Shelley's in. That was fantastic. Shelley Goldberg got me tickets to this National Geographic ocean discovery event in Midtown. My son and I went. It was awesome. A great
time. I saw you posted something.
Yeah.
It was right there, right?
Yeah, we had a great time. Then we went for pizza.
Yeah.
So. You know what? And then what did you get Jennifer? Did you tell me what you got her for Christmas?
I got her a couple of, like, some gift cards, and I got her a bracelet from Alex and Ani, and a couple other little things. We didn't get too crazy with the gifts.
Yeah, yeah. So. I was so glad I nailed it with the kids. I did it.
I can't get her any food. She can't eat. So, like, what am I supposed to get you? Here's a chocolate bar that you're going to, like, gnaw at for, like, 2 weeks before you finish it? No.
So she can't eat and you're making the jambalaya.
She can't really eat anything. Yeah. But she bought me a smaller Instant Pot. So it's only 3 quarts. So it's for, like, 2 people or 3 people. So it's enough for me and a couple of leftovers.
But. Oh, let's get into January. We did it. Susie, and everything went well for you over the holidays. Yes, dear?
Yeah, my daughter overdid it.
What, for you?
Yes.
That's great.
She overdid. I made her return like one or two things. I'm like, you overdid it, Mia. I appreciate it.
So you have to say, no, you're not going to actually give it back, are you?
Well, yeah, something we already returned. Yep.
You are so sweet.
She did too. Well, my birthday was in the middle of December, and she took me out to lunch and treated me to whatever dessert I wanted. So, you know, I appreciate her generosity. It was.
You know why? Because you're such a good mom, girl.
Oh,
you're such a good mom. You know you
no,
are.
I'm
yes,
not.
You are. Oh.
I'm a cranky pants. No.
You're not. We don't see that, nor do we hear it in the morning. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime, 822. Happy New Year. Great to have you with us, Susie. How are we doing out there this morning, ask?
It's Wednesday. Back to reality. Yep, alternate side is back in effect. It's an accident on the LIE West and at Little Neck Parkway. One lane blocked. You're backed up into Nassau County. Still this accident on the Deeg, and it's southbound south of Van Cortlandt. Better news at the inbound, George. That accident off the lower level is gone, so minor delays at the upper and lower. Same thing at the Lincoln. Holland hanging on to about 10 or 15 minutes from either approach. Crash in Irvington on the Parkway North, but at 144, that's in the right lane. Unfortunately, this serious accident in Closter, you've got Old Hook Road closed in both directions, right by Schralenberg Road, an accident on Route 18 North and at Route 1. Better news in Westchester, that tractor trailer is gone. The ramp is open from the Hutch northbound to the King Street exit. And in Connecticut, an accident with single laning on the Merritt South, but at 44, just the right lane gets by. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a new year, and with it comes the feeling of a fresh start. So this year, what will you do with your fresh start? Will you start working out, learn a new skill, or even resolve to travel more? Yeah, well, whatever your new venture is, you can be sure that in 2019, you'll get the same great level of breaking news and intelligent opinion you've always gotten right here. It's our resolution. Here's to a prosperous new year. AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's 8:24. It is, what is it? Is it January like the 2nd today already? Look at this. We're getting into 2019. We are off and we are running. And are you working? People are going to work today, yes? It's like, this is it. Now we're up and we're running. So we welcome you. And it's so great to have you with us. And I want to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. You know, what's great about Michaels of Brooklyn, they've been with us since day one. Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself out there. Just, we love telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. And when I first went out there, Mary, our superstar sales gal, took us out there, and we just had the best time. And now they are one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. Now they have the greatest sauce that you can get right on the shelf. And when I went to ShopRite during the break, yes, I went shopping just the other day, I always pick up the Michaels of Brooklyn. That's my go-to sauce, by the way. You know you need that. If someone comes over, if you don't get a chance to make your own sauce, you want to try Michaels of Brooklyn. Michaels of Brooklyn. Now we have the Michaels of Brooklyn Italian trivia question where you can win an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. All right. Are you ready? Ah, here we go. This is from Al. Amaretti are little crunchy biscuits with the flavor of which nut? Amaretti are little crunchy biscuits with the flavor of which nut? Not bad, Frank. You going okay?
I think that's okay.
I like we judge poor Al.
You know, this is the guy who filled in the day after Christmas, talked about the week before about how he was going to make this spectacular question. There were going to be levels and layers and all kinds of stuff.
Is this the question?
And what happened last Wednesday, Frank?
I wasn't told that we were doing the trivia question.
So we did not do one.
Too bad. But
Al, thank you. Poor Al comes
I think up. I have a problem with this question. I'll wait until there's an answer, okay. A winner, and all then right. I'll okay. register my but, protest.
But I like the way we're just so picky. Because Al goes out of his way. It's not in his job description to come up with the Italian trivia, is it? Or maybe I missed it in the contract.
It might be.
Did you put that in the contract?
Jerry pays him extra.
He gets a little extra.
No, I don't get paid.
$15 an hour extra like that? Yeah. So we appreciate it, Al. We don't mean to be fun. But we've gotten to the point where we criticize the Italian question.
Every week. Not just, you know, once in a blue moon. Every week.
No, but
that's all right.
And I'll explain to you what my problem is with this question after Al crowns a winner. Okay.
All right. Amaretti are little crunchy biscuits with the flavor of which nut? 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to that question, Amaretti are little crunchy biscuits with the flavor of which nut, wins. Al, if you can see Al's face now. It's like, I thought
I'd like you to
good.
Finish the spot so we can
get that look was. Yeah. Oh, Al, you're
but
the best.
Continue to criticize.
Win an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn if you come up with Al's great historical question. If you don't get true on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go to am970theanswer.com. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Okay. What? What did I miss? What is this?
Nothing. This is just this building up.
The William Shatner version of Auld Lang Syne.
No, it's not.
That's great, Frankie. No. Like,
this is a great new
Robert
band.
Robert Goulet something?
No, this is a great new band.
It's the Greta Pearl Lives version of
Pearl Lives. Pearl Lives sings the standards.
No, Burlives will be back
Burlives.
Next year.
Hi, Burlives.
Hi.
Hi.
I just got back from the North Pole.
Stay away from that man, children.
We're watching Elf over the Christmas. This is Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, thank you, because we've had requests for Greta Van Fleet. Who is that now again?
They're the...
Are they...
Criticize me for the question.
Is that going to be next week's?
No, the question might be okay.
Italian.
Oh,
I thought it was pretty good.
You notice how we haven't gotten a winner yet.
Yeah.
Notice how difficult. All right?
We always just think it should be a historical reference, but actually it's good because
I like
the way you said amaretti, because that is the plural of amaretto. Amaretti. It's a plural, so that was very well put. Can I go to Stu before we break, Mr. Guy Push, who pushes all the buttons, who could cut me off in a second if I say the wrong thing? Stu, Happy New Year. How you doing, brother? What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys, and Frank, obviously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I would love to have known. What would you have done if she had said no? Anyhow, the Minimum Wage Act is inappropriately named. It really should be called the Illegal Alien Employment Act, because that's exactly what's going to happen, particularly in a city which prices.
I'm telling you, I don't know what, and I'm not really a paranoid guy, and despite what you think, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But when we talk about things and it goes up against the state government or the federal government, strange things happen. Like, and that comes in. Now, that why would Stu's, what was that, a cell phone cut off or was just a...
I think it was a landline, actually.
Yeah, very weird, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. But he's right. Is the $15, they do everything except save us money. But I can't go against the $15 minimum wage because my heart goes... Listen, how many labor jobs did you have as a kid, Frankie, right?
Yeah.
For Albert, you as well. I mean, how many of us do that?
I think what Stu was going to say, and I don't know, honestly, but I think what he was going to say is that a lot of employers, they hire illegal aliens to do, particularly in the hotel, hospitality, tourism, restaurant industries, even in construction, to do jobs for less than minimum wage. They just pay them cash, and then the minimum wage doesn't affect them.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But also, your point is so well taken. You said from day one, the reason why the Republicans didn't want immigration reform because they want that free labor.
Right. So the Chamber of Commerce style Republicans, the Mitt Romney Republicans, the Paul Ryan Republicans, those Republicans love the cheap labor. The Larry Kudlow economic wing of the party believe that borders should not even exist, that you should be able to come here as long as there's a market for your labor. Then you have the social conservatives, people especially in the Catholic Church, that view these folks as either people in need of humanitarian help or people that are going to fill the pews of the dwindling Catholic churches. So you have the economic conservatives, Paul Ryan, Larry Kudlow folks, and then the Catholic and Christian conservatives. That's why it's so amazing that Trump was able to, you know, beat them all on a message that was anathema to both wings of the party. And the reason he was able to do it is because that's where the American people are, including Republican primary voters.
It's true. And by the way, about the Christianity and about Catholicism and the Catholic Church, when I went to St. Pat's, and I told you the story as I got there on Christmas night, and thanks to Cardinal Dolan and to St. Patrick's for being open and having a mass on Christmas night, the only Catholic Church that I've ever seen having actually a mass on Christmas night on the birth date of Jesus Christ, that we celebrate the birth of Jesus, that there were more Christians that you couldn't get into the church. And I see churches very, very crowded and very, very, even despite all the problems of the Catholic Church and all the problems of Christianity, how there's this Christian bashing. I don't know that they need to let, you know, people come through the border like that, because people are stepping up. And I would like to just see some reforms in the church. And a lot of people were talking about that New Year's Eve. I was talking about that. Too much singing. They do the too much singing. The collection, the money, the constant assault of you got to pay this, you got to pay that. If the bishops could just get their heads together and just kind of bring the church into the 21st century, they'll have even more people. And I don't know that Christianity is in trouble in the United States anyway. And from what I saw on Christmas Day, 8:33 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. A big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are a number of important new laws that are now in effect in New York. Workers who live in the state can now take up to 10 weeks off for family leave, an increase from 8. That includes time off for bonding with a new child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, or assisting loved ones when a family member is deployed abroad on active military duty. All new or renovated buildings in the state will have to put baby changing stations in all bathrooms, regardless of gender. And in New York City, single-use styrofoam is banned, and pharmacies can no longer sell tobacco products. A volunteer firefighter in Rutherford is being hailed as a hero for spotting a fire on his way to work. Tyler Hansen says he noticed smoke coming from a home in Passaic on Monday, woke up the residents inside. Thanks to Hansen's alert, they were able to escape uninjured before the fire department arrived. Hansen credited his training with allowing him to quickly assess the situation. In sports, Nick skated now at 8 after a 115-108 loss in Denver against the Nuggets. Knickerbockers have lost 13 of 14. They are second to last in the East at 9-29. As you heard here on AM 970, the answer last night, St. John slammed 18th-ranked Marquette 89-69. And sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Sunny skies, stuck at 36 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, an accident in Queens on the LIE West and at Little Neck Parkway has one lane blocked. Delays into Nassau County. Accident just about gone off the Deegan southbound at Van Cortlandt. Alternate side in effect. Inbound George 10 for the upper, 10 for the lower, with that lower level accident cleared off the inbound George. Inbound Lincoln, minor delays in at the Holland 15 from either approach. Crash on the Parkway North, but at 144 in Irvington blocks the right lane. Crash on Route 18 North, but at Route 1. Accident in Yonkers on the Bronx River northbound by the Cross County Thruway southbound, sluggish exit 13 and towards Westchester. And an accident with single laning on the Merritt southbound near exit 44. Just the right lane gets by. Your forecast, partly sunny today, chilly with a high of 39. Some rain rolls in tonight down at 36. Thursday, sunny and 46. Friday, sunny and 47. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The answer.
Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store's loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Imagine your business being on the first page of a search engine like Google, or at the top. What could that do for your bottom line? The answer is at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds your potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. When they're on their computer, mobile phone, or tablet, your ad is there. When they attend a sporting event, conference, or concert, you're in front of them on their mobile device. When they walk into your competitor's store, your message entices them to visit you as well. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
So, you know, I'm doing this fundraiser for Our Lady of Victory. You see that? Did you remember I went in? I got myself into that because I love this little church that I stopped by Wall Street. Beautiful Catholic church, Our Lady of Victory. I always say prayers. And I saw the good priest over there. And I said, well, why don't we raise money? Because I am like, just do that. And not because I'm Joey Benefit. So now we win. Do you know that Chuck Callahan from Plaza College? I'm at a lunch the other day with Frank Volpe and some dear friends. I'll tell you about for sure. I got to tell you about the great lunch we had in Hoboken. Frank goes, here's a check from Chuck Callahan for Plaza College. And it was a pretty hefty check.
Wow.
For what? Our Lady of Victory Church. Boom! How great was that?
That is great.
How great is that?
Trying to get that tax deduction in before the end of the year.
Well, Chuck, we appreciate that. I thought that was so classy because I had mentioned it on the air. They need money there because people just – it's like a people go, they visit the church and then they go home, but they forget – and then they go home to their own parish and take care of their own parish when this is like kind of a church that really needs to be supported and it is a beautiful church. Thank you, Mr. Callahan. Now, Chuck Callahan's the guy who told me about court reporting, and then that piqued my interest because I thought of my daddy telling me about court reporting, my father being a lawyer, saying that that's the most important person in a courtroom is the court reporter. They were all gals back in the day. And because they would take down and transcribe everything said in the courtroom because you can't really hear an audio recording clear enough in a courtroom. Now, I keep telling you this, and this comes from Mr. Callahan at Plaza College. The National Court Reporters Association says there are 5,000 openings and there are not enough court reporters to fill them. This is a great career. If you know somebody looking for a new career, and it's very, you can make a great living. Let me put it that way. And also for closed captioning, I tell you about, that is done by folks who can do court reporting. Now, this new program at Plaza College is called A to Z, where participants are introduced to stenography and court reporting. And it's being hosted right in New York City, right in the city. Plaza College in Forest Hill, Queens, is the only school in the city with a court reporting program. Here is the number for Plaza College, 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399. Or visit, please, plazacollege.edu. EDU to learn more and get started on a court reporting resolution.
It's Jay Sekulow Live, today at 3 on AM 970, The Answer. Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
You singing to me, Al? Here's Allison.
I needed the shelter of someone's arms.
See, if you live with me, Al, this is what you'd be singing to me.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be screaming. I'm playing heavy metal the whole time. Left the cabinets open again. I've never seen James Taylor in concert. I actually want to go see him.
Yeah,
friends of mine have said he's fantastic. So,
hey, how was Billy Joel in Uniondale, man? I heard he and Gavin DeGraw opened for Billy.
I heard that was spectacular.
Yeah,
showtime
was 10:30 at the Nassau Coliseum, I believe, New Year's Eve. Yeah,
right.
Which that's a big show.
No, that's great. That's great.
So we have a winner in our Michaels of Brooklyn Italian trivia question. No, we're not going to make fun now. It's a good question. So Janice Grossman got the answer to Amaretti are little crunchy biscuits. I just like that. Al was just writing the words little crunchy biscuits. Hey, Frankie, is that funny? Al, crunchy biscuits. And what is the flavor of the Amaretti? And then, of course, that would be almond. And Janice Grossman, congratulations. You just won an entire case, and almond is the answer. And we kind of knew that, but I think that is great. Congratulations, Janice. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. So this, I got to tell you what, I got this tweet, too. This is so funny. One guy says, I was hoping...
It was great to see Janice came out to New Year's Eve as well, by the way. It was great to see
her. This
is what I mean. Like, he has this party, right?
A lot of people came out. Almost 100 people were there.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice people that show up at these things, but they're relatively strangers.
No, they're not. Some of them are. No,
the
relationship that I feel with the audience. Right.
There it is.
Familial.
To share, see, that's my criticism of you getting engaged to Rachel.
Uh-oh.
You're sharing this with a group of strangers. Like, this is something private.
But people do it on stage. I have had people come on stage in my shows and do a proposal, which is kind of cute.
But I think if Rachel had a chance to think about it, go, you know, maybe it would have been better over candlelight dinner.
You're causing problems already for the poor guy.
I'm just saying.
It was very romantic. He felt comfortable in front of friends.
No, she said yes. That's the most important thing. That's what you want. You don't ever want an engagement to go, will you marry me? And
you
get that pregnant pause.
Like Eisenhower said.
Not really
sure. Give me a week, I'll get back to you.
Like, that's the one when they do it at, like, Yankee Stadium.
Wait, did you just make an Eisenhower reference?
I did.
Because he's Frank Morano.
But listen, I know Eisenhower. I know Eisenhower.
Yeah.
And I know this book. I know this book. You know what that's from? I know this book.
Yeah.
That was my bad Sean Connery impression. So
from The Rock.
What happened with, it was from
he said this
The Hunt for Red October. Remember that?
Oh, right, right. When he says to Alec Baldwin, I know this book. I know this comparisons book. Were all wrong.
Yeah, thanks. Very good. Yeah, good. Well, I knew you would get that. Frankie, what was the Eisenhower reference? What did Eisenhower say?
Well, so when Nixon was running for president in 1960, he was the vice president, and the press asked Eisenhower, an example of a major idea that Eisenhower had adopted, right? And Eisenhower's response was, if you give me a week, I might think of one. I don't remember. And he laughed. And a lot of people, viewed this as sort of a slight at his own vice president, which, you know, followed Nixon for years. You know, and I don't think Eisenhower meant it to be as insulting as it came across. Yeah, clearly, Eisenhower's grandson married Nixon's daughter, so he couldn't have had that much of a problem.
And that was his he was kind of a benign, nice guy. So that was funny that you said that.
Yeah, give me a week.
Hey, so this is the tweets we get. This is so funny. This comes from Edgardo, and I appreciate Edgardo. We appreciate you listening. It says, I wonder... Happy New Year, Joe. I oddly always think, I wonder if Joe saw any rats on his way to work, considering it's still dark out. And I tell you.
That's an interesting question.
This is only our listeners. So walk me through this. I'm going to go to break. But walk me through this. Uh-huh. So when I go on and I park at, when I said, I'm working in radio, what time are you sending the car? And they went, well, not so much. Well, where's the hotel? Do you have a place I can stay? Well, not so much.
Right.
So now I'm doing grunt work at my age. Mm-hmm. And I say, let me just embrace this because we all go through this. I will be of the people. I will be for the people. We will broadcast such. Right. So I go and I park at this garage, but it's by the Battery Tunnel, by the Hugh Carey Tunnel over there. That garage.
Oh, that's the one you parked at today.
Well, that's what I used to.
Right.
So I would, but when I would walk from there to the station.
Zeno garage is a little different.
Yeah.
A nice long walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now stop right. now. Yeah. You're going to start picking on me. I do. That's
no,
the
I
other,
am picking.
The other side of town. Yeah. So I go over there. The other side of Wall Street.
Three
so
blocks go, the other side.
But
of
I walk on that side, you know, down by the tunnel. Huge rats.
Huge, yes.
Huge. Oh, yeah. But it was like an epidemic. There was not, and Edgardo, you're right. And forgive me, Vince. I know it's the mornings.
A lot of restaurants over there. A lot of gangs and stuff.
That's it. But I would see rats, and then I would walk
and
with my children, and I would say, look, and we would have a rat watching kind of fun thing.
That's
it was
nice.
A nice thing to do with your kids.
Yeah, sure.
Let's watch the rats of New York, you know? So they were big. One was eaten in half as I took. Remember, I took Otis? I was mm-hmm. Otis with me. Don't touch that rat, Otis, because you, God forbid.
Right.
So now I switch to the kind of the other side of Wall Street.
A little cleaner.
Where I stay.
No, less rats.
Not one rat, Albert.
Yeah.
I don't see. Now, how? That's a. What is that? A half a mile between the distance?
Yeah, about that. Huh? Less probably.
So why? And there's restaurants there. Mm. Not as many.
Maybe they do a better job cleaning up.
Well,
really.
No one knows how many rats are in New York City. They say maybe there's one per person. Nobody knows. It's tough to.
The
rats don't sit
the rats.
There and wait to be counted. But right.
They're all in City Hall.
Hey, ho, hey.
No, de Blasio should waste more city taxpayer money to count the rats.
They do think that the rat problem is getting worse, right? So estimates, and again, this is all just a guess here. It's tough to count these rats. But the rat population from 2016 to 2017 grew, they estimate, by about 10%. If you base that on complaints to 311 in that time about rats, Brooklyn, believe it or not, has the most rat complaints.
Really?
Yeah, and Manhattan
but you're telling me, if there's not almost 9 million people, 9 million people in New York. You're telling me there's about 9 million rats? Are you kidding me, Frank?
We don't know how many there are. The only one we know about is the pizza rats because everyone photographs them and puts them on YouTube.
You know, carrying them, right.
Exactly.
That's scary, though, man. Mm. So, Edgardo, thank you, but I see no rats in my new walk. Maybe it's because it's by
Well, that's nice.
By the and I look, and I see garbage, and I wait for the rats to run across, and will I freak out?
I got freaked out one morning. I wasn't paying attention, and this rat the size of, I don't know what, it was like a ground squirrel.
Mitt Romney?
Oh, my God. It was enormous, and I kind of yelped. Like, whoa,
Romney was a senator from New York.
Oh, yeah, fat guy yelping.
He put the rat on the top of his van like he did with his dog, Seamus. You remember that? What a lunatic.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
he went on a trip. He put the dog.
This guy.
Did he really do
out
that?
Of touch. Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Was the dog in a kennel thing? Or did they strap the dog? Was a vacation. Yes. Like they strapped. Didn't they strap a vacation? They strapped the grandmother on the top.
No, the dog was in a doggy carrier and exposed to the elements as they drove across three states over how many hours? My goodness.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, my God.
You notice you can't trust people that never drink. And Romney's one of these guys that doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink at all?
No.
I voted for him. I know. Say what you
will. Wait a minute. In that same vein, then you're saying that you can't trust President Trump. He doesn't drink.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe there's something to that.
Aha. Very good, Albert. Yeah. Very good. So we're going to see what happens. President Trump is meeting today with Nancy.
Neither does Joe Biden.
Nancy Pelosi. Joe Biden doesn't drink
yet? No.
You know, I got to tell you something.
Both Biden and Trump have similar reasons for not drinking. They saw the effect of alcoholism people they were close to. Both of them have brothers that were alcoholics.
President meeting with Schumer and Pelosi today, correct?
Yes, that's my.
So we'll go to break, but I saw that movie, Beautiful Boy, like I told Dr. Keith Ablo, and I sat with my girls. We came over. We had a kind of a watching. Oh, my goodness gracious. That was scary. Carell is great. Mm. And the young actor, I know you guys will find the name, but he's great, too. The girls will know him. I had no idea who he was, but he's a great actor. But, oh, my gosh, there, but for the grace of God, go love us with this opioid epidemic.
Oh, yeah.
And this was a drug and a true story. And but the good thing is, and this is a spoiler, so don't listen.
No.
Don't
give it away.
All right.
Yeah, you can't.
I won't say about the ending. But anyway, it was just a moving story and a brilliant performance by Carell and the did you watching Ray Donovan?
I didn't see the most recent episode, but I have been watching the season.
You know, how great is the acting in Ray Donovan? How great is the writing in Ray Donovan?
Yeah,
I like this. It's too.
This season's much
It's
better.
So dark, though. It's just dark and dank.
Yeah, it's meant to be a dark show.
I guess so, but I like Ray Donovan, the character, strong. Am I wrong? I'm not going to give it away, but I like
it. I haven't seen the last couple of seasons.
You know what I just watched, which is phenomenal?
What?
Escape at Dannemora. It's a story.
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Yeah, I did. I saw parts of it.
It's a story of this prison break.
Brilliant.
Upstate.
Brilliant.
It is.
Ben Stiller did a great job.
Out of this world.
And then the girl that they based it on complained about it and called Ben Stiller names.
But she didn't see it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in prison. They don't get Showtime yet in prison.
Wait, is it New York? Not New York.
Cuomo has his way.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But Ben Stiller did a great job in that as well.
5-star.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now. Just riffing, getting back into the saddle, man. It's January 2nd, 2019. Look at that, Susie Cerrone. Happy New Year to you.
And, thank you.
And I'm sure this means less traffic. That's the New Year's resolution. No more traffic in New York. Not so much, huh?
No. Now, but better news in the boroughs, Joe. Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year. At least the accident in Queens on the LIE westbound near Little Neck Parkway, that is gone. Haven't seen this delay in a couple of weeks. Williamsburg Bridge, Manhattan bound, the inner and outer roadways, both packed, alternate side back in effect. Hudson River crossings into the city. The George is okay. The Lincoln is okay. The Holland, not so much, about 10 to 15 minutes from either approach. Crash in Irvington on the Parkway North, but at 144, a bad accident locally in Closter. It's got Old Hook Road closed in both directions near Schralenberg Road. That'll be there for a while. Looks like an accident in Yonkers, just about cleared from the Bronx River North and by the Cross County. Just a reminder, we are good to go again for the umpteenth time in Westchester. A tractor trailer hit the overpass. Everything is open now on the Hutch North, but at King Street, right by the state line. Then over the state line in Connecticut, an accident cleared to the side on the Merritt southbound near 44. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM 970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
Tonight, the Hall travels to Cincinnati to take on the Xavier Musketeers. The Kevin Willard Report gets us underway at 6:20, opening tip 6:30. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with John Fanta for all the action on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour of the key sites and places to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Whoa, can't you see that you're mine?
854, Joe Lumberg. He is our marathon man, weatherman at the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joseph. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you on the second day of 2019?
It's good. I was talking about how I went to the cannoli shop and I smell the aroma, the Italian aroma, Joe. You know, for me, that's like home. When I said I was on Bloomfield Avenue in Jersey, I said, I'm home. This is great. And I felt that way coming into the station this morning with Frank and Al. It's like home. You know, we're here talking to you, Joey. It's like we're home. Al's like grimacing like this is home for you, but it is. So it's nice to be back in the saddle, and we're just getting warmed up. And how you had a good New Year's? You did.
Did have a good New Year's. I spent a few days up in Connecticut, back home. You know, the smells and sights.
Yeah,
and sounds.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I had a great lasagna Saturday night. Oh my gosh, it was the best.
You did.
I've
who made
had.
The lasagna, Joe?
I went to this place called Sunset Pizza up in Norwich, Connecticut. Their lasagna, the guy by the name of Pete, he made it. Oh man, it was so good. It was came out bubbling.
See,
so
you're not afraid that you'll eat. See, I mean, I'm going to weather. I promise you, we have weather. If you're listening, but I'm like obsessed with Joe and is letting his weight as I did. I told you, I didn't even tell you this when we went off the air when I last we chatted. I said I ballooned up to like 220 and counting in college, Joe. It can get away from you. But so can you go to lasagna and then just go, okay, now I'm going
to
take it.
I didn't finish it. I said, nope, I'm going to try to exercise some restraint. Yeah, so I've got the rest of it in my lunch bag today. I'm going to eat it this afternoon sometime.
You didn't. Did you take it home?
Yes, I did.
You have a lunch bag, Joe?
Oh, it was so
How
good.
Much do you love this
so
guy?
Good.
I mean, yeah, really. Joe, weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. How we doing, buddy? How we doing out there?
Compared to yesterday, we're only going to 40 today. We were up near 60 for a time yesterday. Going to be a couple of showers around late tonight, some rain, even a little wet snow outside the city. Won't amount to too much. Whatever we get melts away quickly tomorrow. We go to 47. Upper 40s, I think, on Friday with some sunshine, but then clouds roll in. We get rain Friday night into Saturday. That's gone for Sunday, back to some sunshine.
All right, Joe. Great talking to you. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy
God bless
New Year.
You. Joe Lumberg right there. It's 8:56 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. So I'm looking at Twitter. Give us a call, 877-970-2999. We'll open the phones up next hour because, you know, yeah, look at this. We're now talking about rats. Brooklyn is infested. Some are bigger than cats. Talking about rats. Joe, this is from our buddy, the Border Fox. I would be more concerned about the two-legged rat politicians running around New York City. I hear you. But also about Mitt Romney from Sharon on Twitter. Pete Hegseth wrote a great tweet about how, you know, what Romney wrote about in the Washington Post yesterday, disrespecting Donald Trump. And then Sharon says, as Newt Gingrich just stated, there were many positions Mitt Romney could have written about rather than trashing POTUS. I don't understand why he starts with that. You know what's upsetting? Because the president is sitting down with Pelosi and Schumer, I think the leaders today, and it's about immigration. It's about jobs. It's about health care. And then to have the Washington Post, this is a direct shot at President Trump from the Washington Post, because that's what
what the Washington Post lives
for. But that's the thing, Joe. What Romney did is exactly what I think it was you said Sharon just described. It's an ad hominem attack on Trump. It's not a disagreement on an issue. I disagree with Trump all the time, and I explain exactly why.
Right.
Lindsey Graham disagreed with him on Syria. He didn't go out of his way insult Trump. He said, you know what, this is not a sound policy. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing on an issue and arguing persuasively to make your case. When you go out of your way to attack someone's character who you were literally licking their shoes, well, figuratively licking their shoes, when you thought there was a cabinet position in your future, it says a lot more about Mitt Romney's character than it does about Donald Trump.
It's so true. Well said, Frank. And just can we just go into this new year on a positive note? The president wanted Dreamers? Let's talk about the Dreamers. And then he did want to talk about the Dreamers. The Democrats threw that away. And even Mark Kerkorian, executive director for the Center of Immigration Studies, who was on the show, said, yeah, we should maybe talk about something. Do we do amnesty? It's not that bad of a word. How does the president handle this with Pelosi and Schumer today? 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's a public hearing next Monday over regulating parking in the village of Brightwaters. The proposal would set rules for off-street parking for businesses. It would also require a certain number of parking spots for new homes and apartments. Brightwaters Mayor John Valdini tells Newsday that right now there's no law stopping a business from opening without proper parking. New York City reporting its lowest number of traffic deaths in more than a century. There were some 200 traffic deaths in 2018, down from 222 deaths in 2017. Mayor de Blasio tells the Times it's proof his Vision Zero plan is clearly working. At the same time, he's disappointed in the rise in pedestrian deaths from 107 to 114. Blames drivers for not taking their responsibility to yield very seriously. The mayor tells the Times there's been a lot of enforcement, but promises the city will do more to redesign streets to make them safer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.